Gail? You said you had one thing more here?
For the newsletter.
For the newsletter, something?
I still feel very strongly, and I think some of you resisted, that we should approach the membership on the county offer of Meadow Canyon Road and get the Crawford Pass Road improved so that it can be used and enjoyed. The pipeline road and the Lower Slide Canyon Road are critical to the total membership, and the county position and the cooperation between these different agencies, I think, is critical. And I think that it should be put before the membership, and I think it will be overwhelmingly voted for us to move in that direction as responsible directors. When this was put out for a vote last January, the vote was 22 against and 54, and I think that it will be that same relationship, a very strong relationship, to propose this to the board, and that it would be an exciting thing for the membership next year to see the county assisting us in spending their budget and getting the road improved back out on top, which is one of the real valuable parts of Deer Springs, is our relationship with the Dixie National Forest, the East Fork, and Tropic Reservoir. And so I would move that we authorize the preparation of information on the Meadow Canyon Road to be included in the newsletter.
It's coming out in this month.
Yeah, I think it's pretty
good. I would second that.
Do you have an outline of items you would include?
Not necessarily. The county letter itself, telling the three-year schedule and the amount of money and the commitment that Dixie National Forest has said out of their flood control funds, would be the main structure of that, along with a cover letter that would explain the savings to the membership for the road improvements that we do not have money to take care of. The only thing that might be included, Val, is whether we would need to get a new letter from Donna Woods. Barbara has indicated that she met with her, Donna Owens, and whether we would want to get something new, an update from anybody. I'd prefer to call them and find out if they have any other information, but to put together a very simple presentation to the members and get their feeling on this major critical item.
Do you think the county's offer still stands?
The last time I talked with the commission, it was.
When was that?
It's been 3 weeks.
Oh, yes.
Dale, given that this was voted on at the annual meeting, what will there be? What new is in this communication that changes what people said to us?
Well, I think that none of them had the county letter, their commitment, and I think many of them had no idea of a map as to what we were even talking about. Somebody said, well, gee, is that to put a road in to those people who live there year-round? No, it's not to put a road in to people who live there. You know, they had no orientation. And so it was structured, I think, a very simple, direct, informative map, location. What areas does it serve? It's the north entrance and the south entrance to most of our lots on the west half of the ranch are affected by this issue.
That's the South Slide Canyon Road.
The Slide Canyon Road coming in from the bottom end.
Well, the board should authorize you to put together a packet to go out with this mailing.
I'm confused. I thought we were talking about Meadow Canyon. Now you're talking about Smart Canyon.
The county contract is our relationship to the county, and it includes more than just Meadow Canyon. Meadow Canyon Road, there are details on it, and Brent and all of Barbara and us have been up through with the commissioners to say this is kind of where we should do these things. In addition to that is the closed road that goes up on top.
Okay, that's on Forest Service Lane.
Yes.
Right.
But that's a part of, that would be a part of the letter.
Slide Canyon stuff.
And then the pipeline, which we're talking about, cattle guard and right of way.
I have
you
that.
See, we got 3 or 4 years ago a Title V BLM contract was signed that gives our relationship with the BLM. We need a similar contract signed with the Forest Service on our relationship there. The Lower Slide Canyon area, the county asked us not to include that on the Title V action, and so it was not. But they committed that they would assist in improving and aligning and working that road under their authorization. And so the tying the 3 or 4 or 5 different things together is the critical thing for our circulation pattern at Deer Springs Ranch. I have a map and different things that could be put together, reprinted, so that the information could be factual and go out to the people and let them tell us they understood it, they didn't understand it, or what their position is. And I think that it's a big 10-year item for the ranch to make the move at the present time, while these offers, I think, are still available to us. Barbara?
Okay, I have been in touch with Donna and Evan and Michelle this week, and I here I have in my hand the facts that they sent to me for an application for an easement across that section of road that you're talking about there, pipeline from the gate by the Red Reservoir up to where Dan or Lonnie's lot is, to your bridge where we're talking. That section of road, as he said, we need to have an agreement with the Forest Service in order to put gravel on that and culvert it and to do everything like that. She verbally gave me the approval to put the culvert in, which we've already done. But we haven't put any gravel on that yet, you know. But here is an application for an easement. However, they're talking that possibly there's other ways to get a special use permit, or you can just have an agreement on a maintenance agreement. Mm. You know, so there's other ways we can go with the Forest Service on that, but we do have that in our hands.
Are you talking about different kind of money?
As far as money goes, special use permit would cost us an annual fee, and she believes that it's only somewhere less than $50 an annual fee, because they go by the number of acres you've got above there, and where it's 20 foot wide and so many feet long, you know, it's not a lot of acreage, and so they don't know the exact special use permit fee, how much it would be. An easement, again, that's open, and right here he says, I do not know cost and don't know on whether this could be, you know, which one would be the best, an easement, a special use, or just a maintenance agreement. So they are right now not ready right now to commit to us how much it would cost us.
But this is independent of Meadow Canyon.
Well, it is independent of Meadow Canyon. It is independent of Meadow Canyon. However, it was from Pendale discussion the whole past.
And with that idea in mind, she also discussed with you the Pink Cliff, the Loop Road up there, in terms of how that would actually be completed as well.
The Forest Service has been given FEMA money,
Homeland Security, probably.
But it's not FEMA, but it's the same kind of, yeah. But anyway, for that, then, down through there, they're now to the point of deciding whether they're going to put an ATV trail back up through there. Now I'm talking on the Crawford Trail path down, you know, that we all drive up to the top there. When you're going up, it'd be the right-hand side. Anyway, they're now in the process of making a decision whether they're going to put that back as a road, class two, I believe. Yeah. Or if they're going to put it in an ATV trail.
What it was before
would be considered an ATV trail. Class 2 would be considered the same as what's up on top of the mountain.
That's very good.
There's a lot of these dips and things, and I would like to work with the agencies to see what feels factually put together so we know exactly what are...
Well, they're not ready to commit to that yet because our...
I know. That's why we need to take a positive action now so we can then answer their questions and begin to get the thing finalized.
Well, they think that we've made the decision that we are not giving them
the
attention, so they're willing to work with us on other areas.
Let me make something clear. In October, when Dale was no longer the president, I met with Joe and Barbara and Patsy and Dale, and one of the items that he wanted was to bring forward the Meadow Canyon Road again. And I proposed to him, then what do you have different that is going to say we should vote on it again? And he said, well, it's just that the membership didn't understand and they didn't have all the information. What I then did was I went through the mailings to the general membership. I went through every paper that was there. That was sent to the general membership. There was one letter on the envelope that was not in, that was supposed to have been in. That was the specific letter that the gentleman presented at the annual meeting, and it's the one that he's alluding to that has all the information in it. I then did as Dale asked. He asked if I would poll the board members to find out if they wanted to bring it up again as an agenda item to discuss. In that email, I included the letter that was excluded. I then included the four other items that were included in the mailing. There was nothing new in the letter that was sent out by the county that wasn't included as information within all the papers that everyone got. So I then said to everyone, is there any new information that can be given that would allow the membership to change the vote, because the vote was changed? Oh, excuse, I don't mean that. The item was voted down. I emailed everyone. I got back from three individuals. Yes, they thought it should be included. I got from the other three, no, there is nothing new that we should not discuss it at the meeting. That was polled as Dale had asked me to do, and at that point, again, I said, if we can address this at a later time because there might be something new to include, then we can consider it as a board to present it to the membership. There is still nothing that has been new added from what I can see from the original letter. As a matter of fact, the Kane County letter minimized the amount of money that they would spend, the $5,000 per year, to maintain it. In the letters and paperwork that we actually sent out, there was no dollar figure, so that was really better than what the Kane County was saying. So it's been voted down. Nothing new has been added. I polled the board.
Except five.
And there was a tie vote.
That's right.
Except five was
okay.
There was no swing vote. It was done. This was done back in October to even be addressed at this point. So my thing is, if there's nothing new to be added, I don't see how we can specifically say, well, let's put it in the newsletter and membership, we didn't like your vote, and let's do it over again.
Was this the letter that we're talking about from the county that was not included?
Yes.
Was it listed to be included?
I said it was, yes.
Did I look at that?
And that, I think, is the critical point.
No, I don't think it was listed.
Well, that's what you said. It was listed, but somehow it got left out.
Well, where was the list? There was no list.
Unless you had it on the outside of the envelope.
I intended to include it.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, after we read this, and I studied it, I went through every other mailing. Now, that specific letter was not there, and I'm in agreement. But in this letter, there is nothing different that would make a change for someone to say, I need to look at this again because this is information I didn't have. Every bit of information. And then I was the moderator at the meeting, and I said, please present any information, pros, that you would find necessary for the membership to know. Then I said cons, and I asked Brent to present that information. All sides were presented. Barbara also had something as an introduction. And then Dale brought the individuals to actually speak to the membership. So I'm looking at terms of going in the right direction and working towards the benefit of the ranch and time consumed. Everything that we should have done, we did do. Regardless of the fact if it's available to us or not, the membership voted it down. If we want to put a road in, or it's going to be taken over by somebody else, these issues, everything was prevented. So while Dale is talking and saying we should have this in the newsletter again, I believe I have done what I was supposed to do with the board. I believe that the information that the membership has received while Dale was president has been addressed. And I do not see the need at this point to bring it up again for any type of vote if there is something else new that can be added that we're not aware of to change the ideas presented to the membership, and that's something we can do, but I don't see it yet.
If we can't even do all the things we did at the summer meeting. You have to have all the cons, all the pros. We can't listen to people, you know, from the county. And that was a lot more thorough than some newsletter. I mean, is our pack going to be that thick, and will they read it? You know, I don't know.
And like I said, Dale, as I told you, if you've got something else, I wasn't completely against it, and I think all of us are looking at it again, but it's the fact that the membership did speak. Well, he had his hand up.
Let's try to go first.
Okay.
What was the final tally on the vote?
I told you. The total from the membership?
It was three votes in favor of it, changed it.
It was like
from the membership voting, like
we're going to get three votes.
But see, that was my problem, and I really wish the folks that did it over was because I've been to attorney meetings many, many times, and they say, "Huh, well, we get them all to go and busy, and we pass new laws." I don't think the people were really focused on the metal can, and they knew exactly what was happening. We had that meeting, and a lot of people didn't come because of the conflict of what was going on to the annual meeting. There were many people that I know that did not come because they knew there was a conflict among the board, and they didn't want to be there. They didn't want to be in the conflict. Therefore, I don't think they had the opportunity to really hear.
Yes.
But they didn't get a chance to hear all the information, and they didn't read all. They didn't read all.
But that's not my responsibility. As a board, it was mailed to them. Annual meeting, it was presented, and Dale brought the two people as well.
Would it hurt if you did it one more time?
Can you do all of that in a simple newsletter, or you have a packet? You know. I mean,
why not do it again at the next annual meeting? I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
You're giving an awful lot of opportunity for people who want to present the con argument to develop that. I mean, you've been thinking about this on the pro. Sorry.
He has his hand.
Here's what I'm going to say to you guys. You're the board. You make whatever decision you want. I am going to be a pain in the ass, and I'll tell you why. Dale, I specifically got with you and I said, I'll support three of the things that you want to do. Three of these things you and I are in conflict with, I will not support. And I did that. I voted for three of you had six items. I voted for three of them. If you want to change this now, then we got to re-vote everything. Because I changed my mind on the three items that I supported you on. And we had a vote of the membership. We had plenty of time for interaction. For the board to come out now with a supporting thing. And you're talking to a guy who's on the fence on this thing. I'm right here on the Meadow Canyon issue. And I'm right here because I want to get paid for that land. I want to take the $35,000 I think that property's worth, and we can turn that into 4 years of our road budget. Okay? I want to get paid. And I think that the county was either blackmailing us or holding us hostage with offering that stuff. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not fair, absolutely, unequivocally, to the members to come up with the board supporting something now in a membership, in a newsletter, and let the members make a decision on this. And you keep talking about the information seemed to be convoluted to you. I took the information when I gave my presentation. I stood up there and gave the information that was provided to me by the board, by the county, and I only talked about that. I didn't convolute the issue one way or another. And I did it, I thought, in a humorous fashion, and was trying to be unoffensive to everyone. But I'm telling you right now, I'm sincerely offended by the fact that you revoked this thing midstream. If you want to revote it again next September, after we all have an opportunity to throw our stuff in again, I'm 100% behind that. But you know what? This smacks to me of buying votes. This smacks to me if you can go, you know, I don't know what, I've done nothing on this thing since that vote. I've sat there and listened to it, and people have asked me, I've talked to them, but I haven't been going out and trying to reinforce the votes that I've got.
Has anybody else?
I don't know. But what I do know is that if people are working behind the scenes to buy votes, and I'm not saying personally go out and pay money to buy a vote, I'm simply going out there and saying, you know, what do you think? How do we change this? What do you do? That's not fair. That's not fair. That's not morally fair. It's not ethically fair. And I can make a decision. I can make a good decision on that. Now, you guys go ahead and do whatever you want to do. But I have nothing but time. And I'll tell you what, that time is going to be put to going back at you guys time and time and time again. If you want to take that as a threat, take it as a threat. If you want to throw this up for another vote, then give everyone plenty of time to rethink the whole issue. Not just all of a sudden, you know, if you want to say, let's revote it in March, so we all have a chance to go back and do our thing, then I don't care. But I think if you try to revote it in January or immediately, and if that's not fair, you've got to give all of us time to marshal our forces and come out in this thing. And I didn't want to get in a conflict in this meeting with anyone, but I'm telling you right now, boy, we're in a conflict.
Well, okay, but let's face it, Dale. Say the vote was a little bit close, you know, three more voted against. But if you take your 30 votes, you always talk about what the members want. if you excluded your opinion, there were that many more members that were against it than there were for. Okay? You have to recognize that. It wasn't that close, except for... I mean,
before you said it was my 80 votes.
Okay. Who cares about the past, Dale? Let's talk about the reality. Is it 30 votes do you have? I don't know. And then your proxy votes, how many? If you take those out, then you're looking at a strong opinion, and I don't say you shouldn't have your strong opinion or your opinion. And
there's no difference in that, or you take Niall Willis and Dan Wardell. A vote is a vote.
Okay, a vote is a vote. But for him to say, I think this members, how many members is this? Anyway, you take that out. There are more other people. Okay, and even take out Dan and
that's my reason.
They didn't add up all your problems.
You made a motion, then we put this before the members so that my votes are no different than your votes, and that Brent is given his opportunity to
say
what he wants. That's fine. I just say that I made a motion to have it announced back to the membership, and material can be factually presented. Let the members decide. I don't think it's up to me or Candace or somebody else to say no.
But the members already did decide.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
The members already voted, and I'm the same thing. I'm a member. I've already voted. If this wants to come up again, next September, do it. There's no reason we should pick one item out and revote it. If we're going to revote that, let's revote the whole thing.
Fine. The motion right now is that we present the Meadow Canyon issue, county offer, to the membership.
Can I have a clarifying
question? Yes.
Is that what you seconded, Shauna?
Yeah.
That is what she seconded, yeah.
Then it's time to call for a vote.
Well, not quite.
The discussion,
is
okay.
I will admit that I am extremely confused. conflicted on this issue. In my view, this will become a public road one day. There's no question in my mind it will be. That doesn't mean I'm happy about it. But it will be a public road. And so the question is one of timing for me more than anything else. But I think that my clarifying question on this is, when we say let's let the members decide, exactly what does that mean? Because I don't think it can be simply fill out and mail in some coupon in the newsletter. We have conflicting legal opinions on what kind of a vote it's going to take to let this happen. So when we say let the members decide, does that mean we're calling a special meeting of the membership to vote on this issue? And if so, then what kind of timing are you talking about?
Timing, Larry, is not necessarily the issue, and whether I think it should go in the December newsletter.
Okay.
The vote may come in February, January, and there are other issues. I think those other issues are easily dealt with as to Robin's position that it needs to be a three-quarters vote. There wasn't any three-quarters vote when we decided to have a landing strip or when we decided to use some other, you know, part of the common property. I think those are 100% in the control of the directors.
Well, I think that there are members who disagree with you on that.
Okay.
And members who potentially could take us to court over it. So I just want to...
That's fine. Let's face those as we come along.
Okay. But you're talking about a special meeting of the membership sometime
No, I don't think it's going to take a special membership meeting. I think it's a vote of the members.
So a mail ballot?
I think on a mail ballot. Some here have pushed that they wanted only a mail ballot. So let's use a mail ballot for the people to declare their position on instructions to the board that we as members, I don't have it worded at all, but it could be a simple paper written vote for the of instructions to the board of directors to agree, you know, to sign or not sign the county contract. But I think it needs to be something that is documented and it carries their lot number or their name or, you know, some way, so that it could be a secret ballot. It could have I know some people on this last go round thought that we should have sent an envelope that could be sealed and handled in a very private manner to allow them. But I think that would be the proper approach, is we send to them, respect their input, have them communicate with us in writing, and if they want to communicate to a CPA or somebody that they wanted to keep more privacy involved, that could be determined as to who they mail their material back into. The count is made, which Dan Ward, there's one that has written letters recently about demanding that the count be respected and the majority vote be our method of operation. And so I would see that comes to us as instructions for the board to approve the membership wants us to approve the offering from Kane County and the Forest Service and approve established identified road system for Deer Creek Ranch. It's nothing unusual.
But I think the time frame here, you want all of this by the 17th to go out and all the information. Dale, if we agree to put something in the newsletter saying there has been recent discussion and concern about the Meadow Canyon Road and information that was received, that's what we write. Then in January, February, when we have the time to sit down and discuss it, as Brent has said, and then have something done. I'm sorry, I cannot just say, we're just going to mail it out this time. I mean, we presented it in another way, personable way, and I think that has to be done again. And I think this mailing with putting this in it and this in it and this in it, you've got 1 week to get this done. This is not something that is important to you or to the board or to the ranch that can be physically done at this time and do it effectively.
Why fast track it? Well, nothing's going to happen until next spring anyhow, unless you got a personal profit on it.
And he has made a point too. Well, if we don't like the vote and how it came out at 87-90, well, then maybe we should vote on everything else as well. And at the same time, we're looking at, when we talked in October, we said we were going to look at the legal documents January and February and come up with a meeting to actually accept this. That's why I'm saying if this is important, maybe we should look at the whole picture. If we don't like the votes on one versus another, it should be the whole thing, and it should be maybe a statement and then get information back from the membership as to whether or not they like to do what you're proposing in terms of having a special meeting again and voting on everything. If we're going to look at this together as a group, we have said, well, we're going to table this information about level two. We're going to table this and this because we don't have all the information here. I don't know if it's a time frame that you're working under, and that's why it has to be done before the end of the year, but we don't have that time now.
No, my motion is that we, as a board, vote to revisit the voting on Meadow Canyon Road. I don't care if it may not be in the December letter. I'm approachable on that.
Okay, your motion was that we put something in the newsletter.
And I can.
So you're willing to extend an amendment to that?
If the board's.
The only time issue is probably with the county and them pursuing other avenues. And so.
That's good money.
If we can at least let them know that we're reconsidering it, we're revisiting it, so they're not off doing something else.
Then you and the board go ahead and vote to let the county know that you're going to revisit it. But I don't think that we tell the membership that until at such time that we present the whole facts out there. I don't care. You guys are the board. You guys do whatever you want. And Dale, you're good. You're a master at the doublespeak because you just said, well, Dan Wirt was saying it ought to be a majority vote. We have a majority vote. And you're not willing to accept that. And now you want to take it the other way. And so I'm seeing this thing as if you guys, and I think Larry's suggestion is a good one, if you guys at the board want to vote today about telling the county, we're going to revisit this thing, and we want you guys to be, we want to make sure that you guys are still on board, fine. We want another letter from you, dated with a proper date, so you guys are still on board and interested in this. We do the same thing with the Forest Service. We do the same thing with the BLM. You guys go ahead and do that. But then we set a date down the road that we vote on it. And then we all get the opportunity once again to present our side. And I'm not radical on this thing, folks. I'm right here. And I mean, it's a good thing we don't have the radical people in the room right now.
No.
They'd be jumping up and down. And I'm jumping up and down for them, and I'm right here. I don't have a problem with Larry's suggestion at all. I do have a problem with sticking this thing back in the newsletter and having it go out in January. And I don't disagree with Larry's assessment that one day down the road, that road might very possibly be a public road. Okay?
And understand, $201,000, whoa, that's going to take it from us. If they take that road by eminent domain or whatever, they're going to have to maintain it and put that money into it anyway. So they're not giving us anything. There's no money that they're giving us at all. If they take it, they have to make it with type B road.
Yeah.
They have to make it that way anyway. So they're not really giving. They're taking from us.
Okay. Call for a question.
The question?
There's a motion.
Okay. There is a motion.
But let me make sure that we're clear on the motion. That the original motion, as I had it written down, is that you move the board authorize the preparation of information on Meadow Canyon Road included in the newsletter, which includes the county letter and a map. There was some discussion also of pipeline. Now, Are you changing that motion so that it'll just be at some point in the future this information go out, or?
By January then? Maybe the next one or the one?
I think the critical thing is to have a vote from the board.
This is your motion?
That we revisit and re-vote. We place the King County proposition, if you want to call it that, before the membership of Deer Springs for their reconsideration.
All right. Silent.
Tiny.
Did we ever set a time on our bylaws?
We said March. We said March. We'd have
March. We're going to work on it. But
January and February, they'd be ready for March.
Right. I think that we can do all the things that we need to do and plan that this could go out in January. I mean, to be part of this, it could be let the people get their assessments, the budget, deal with those things, and that we make this a probably separate issue in the January mailing. And everybody can do the preparations or whatever they may want to do.
So would you suggest then that when we get together for our January meeting as a board, that we would be reviewing the packet of information to go out?
Not if it's ready for January.
Oh.
We'd have to get together and review it first to make sure that's what we all wanted to have go out if we're going to revisit it.
Right.
Correct?
That's my question on the timing.
But I'm saying that's
the... I think that we get approve it. It could be ready.
Yeah, Barbara?
Barbara's got a statement.
Well, I just said maybe we should say post it. It's going to be a big packet, both of them, and do it with the legal stuff in April, March or April, whenever you have to send out that.
Why pay for double mail-in?
My only fear of that is throwing 10 things at people.
That's the problem with it in the first place.
Half of them look at
it. January.
Yeah, the bylaws say it's going to be a pretty complicated mailing.
Because it just boggles it up. So much people just get overwhelmed.
January.
So my second is...
I think a lot of our members don't read all of it anyway, and if you've got all of this document to read and understand all of this document to read and understand all of this document, then we lose another percentage of them to say.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor that has been seconded, and that is to place King County proposal...
Before the members.
Before the members for consideration
in
January. Can't read it. Sorry.
It's been seconded by Shauna.
And seconded by Shauna.
And that is a substitute motion.
For the original.
Right. For the original one. It's in December.
So now we're voting on that. Board, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What a surprise.
All those opposed?
The same four that wanted to do that.
3.
Aye.
3 months ago,
mm-hmm.
2 months ago.
If it fails this time, it'll be brought up again next time.
I don't think it will.
Oh, it will. Mother, can I do this?
Yeah, it'll go. So it passes.
Come on, Mom.
It'll just be going to get through.
Now, in that proposal, it did not state that it is included in the December mailing.
So the January mailing.
Only in the January.
Right.
And the information that has to be presented or brought is not just the King County letter. I'm sorry. The proposals, everything has to be done. And maybe we could ask Vance Green if we could do an audio and have an audio presented, and he could present his audio and make sure that that's presented a con, pros and cons of the particular information. But like I say, we can revisit this in January.
That would be good.
But that also has to be done in terms of the information that's out to everybody. Otherwise, I'm sorry, it gets to the point where if they don't have all the information, then I will object to it. So, and if this is something that's going to be revisited in January, in October, we had decided that in January and February, we would be discussing the legal documents.
We've also put on the agenda to discuss specific level two ideas of capital improvement. If individuals have to leave at this time, I'm real curious how we're going to accomplish this, because this is not going to be number one on the agenda. The number one on the agenda is what we agreed to as a board, and that is the legal documents, first and foremost, as the budget has been this particular time. We have to continue with that in order for us to be ready for March, because that is something the board agreed upon in October. So we will work towards finalization of that. We're here, and it's 1:45. We have not gone over job responsibilities or committee assignments, and very specifically, conflict of interest. What did I say?
You said 1:45.
That is, that little that says, but that's not correct.
So it's 1:40. We have another hour. Let's go.
I'm going, oh my gosh, it's that late already. So, anyway, okay, we're with that one.